Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. to arrive in India tomorrow on a five-day state visit. Pro-Palestinian marches held at Sydney, Melbourne and Cape Town calling for peace and urgent aid deliveries to war-torn Gaza. Iran fully reopens airspace following ceasefire with Israel. Krasheninnikov volcano in Russia erupts for the first time in 600 years. Orange aviation warning issued. And in cricket, England tighten grip on final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against India on day 4 in London. Rain halts the match. And now the news in detail. President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow afternoon on a five-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. This will be the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on Tuesday. President Marcos will also meet President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is also scheduled to call on President Marcos during this visit. President Marcos will also visit Bengaluru before returning to the Philippines. The visit is an opportunity for both the leaders to set the path for future bilateral cooperation and to engage on regional and international issues of mutual interest. The Consulate General of India in Houston has announced the launch of a new Indian Consular Application Center, ICAC, at Dallas in Texas, United States. The center will make it easier for the large Indian community in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to access consular services without traveling to Houston. The center was virtually inaugurated by India's ambassador to the U.S., Vinay Kuatra, and the event in Dallas was led by Consul General D.C. Manjunath, along with local officials and Indian American community members. The Dallas ICAC is one of the 9 new centers being opened across the U.S. Ambassador Kuatra said these centers aim to serve the Indian diaspora better by bringing services closer to their homes. Pro-Palestinian marches were held today at several cities around the globe, including Sydney, Melbourne, and Cape Town, calling for peace and urgent aid deliveries to war-torn Gaza. More details in this report.
In Australia, tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators braved pouring rain to march across Sydney's iconic Harbour Bridge. Marchers ranged from the elderly to families with young children. Among those present also include WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore, and retired footballer Craig Foster, all expressing solidarity with the Palestinian people. Meanwhile, in Melbourne, approximately 25,000 people gathered for a similar rally. These events come amid growing international calls for the formal recognition of the State of Palestine. At Cape Town in South Africa, a group of women from the Mothers for Gaza movement held a protest denouncing the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Holding placards and images of emaciated children, they called for an end to what they described as genocide and starvation caused by the Israeli blockade. In late July, foreign ministers from 15 countries, including Australia, urged the recognition of Palestine, with France announcing its intention to formally support Palestinian statehood at the United Nations in September. Reshma Tiwari from News Desk for Akashvani News.
Iran has fully reopened its airspace following a ceasefire with Israel. The country's civil aviation organization confirmed that both domestic and international flights have returned to normal. Mehrabad International Airport in Tehran resumed 24-hour operations and airlines are once again offering full flight services. Iran closed its airspace on the 13th of June after Israeli airstrikes on Tehran. A ceasefire ended the 12-day conflict on 24th of June. The airspace reopened gradually, with full services restored by the 17th of last month, except for Mehrabad, which operated for limited hours. Fighting began when Israel launched airstrikes on key sites in Iran, including nuclear and military facilities. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back to World News. The crater Nikov volcano on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula erupted for the first time in 600 years today. Local authorities reported that the eruption began at 2:50 a.m. local time, sending ash clouds up to 4 kilometers above sea level. The volcano has been given an orange aviation warning due to the risk it poses to aircraft. The eruption may be linked to a powerful 8.7 magnitude earthquake and repeated aftershocks in the region earlier in the week, which also triggered tsunami warnings. Krasheninikov's last known eruption occurred around 1463. Scientists believe the recent seismic activity could have caused the volcano to erupt. Authorities have urged residents and tourists to avoid traveling near other active volcanoes in the region. South Korea and Guangdong province in southern China are facing severe weather conditions as heavy rain and strong winds threaten to cause widespread damage. In Guangdong, the provincial government has activated a level 4 emergency response due to anticipated torrential rain forecast till Tuesday. Local officials are bracing for potential flooding, mountain torrents, and waterlogging, particularly in coastal cities and the southern Pearl River Delta. Authorities have urged residents to stay safe and prepare for possible evacuations. Meanwhile, South Korea is also on high alert as heavy rainfall expected to reach up to 150 millimeters begins spreading across the country. The rain is forecast to affect southern and central regions over the next 3 days, with heavy downpours reaching up to 80 millimeters per hour in some areas. Emergency response levels have been raised in flood-prone provinces, including South Gyeongsang and North Jeolla, following heavy rains that caused landslides and fatalities in July. Both the countries are closely monitoring the situation and advising citizens to stay updated on weather reports and avoid risky areas as the storms continue to develop. In Chile, the death toll from the partial collapse at El Teniente copper mine has risen to 2 after human remains were found during the ongoing search efforts for 5 trapped workers. The discovery comes days after the collapse, triggered by a seismic event on Thursday, trapped 6 workers more than 900 meters below the ground at the world's largest underground copper mine. One miner was previously confirmed dead, halting operations at the century-old mine. At least 100 personnel have been involved in the rescue operation. The trapped workers' location was identified using specialized equipment. The search team includes rescuers from the famed 2010 operation in the Atacama Desert, which brought 33 trapped miners to the surface after over 2 months underground. Chile is the world's largest copper producer, generating about 5.3 million tons in 2024. In Japan, the Indian pavilion titled Bharat Mandap at the World Expo 2025, being held in Osaka, attracted over 20,000 visitors yesterday as people came to witness the richness of India's cultural heritage and handicrafts. Other attractions at the expo included Chandrayaan Zone, showcasing India's pioneering achievements in space exploration and its lunar missions. On to sports now. England strengthened their position on day 4 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against India at the Oval in London. Chasing a challenging target of 374 set by the visitors, the hosts looked in control during the second innings. However, play was halted due to rains. At the time of suspension, England were 339 for 6. Earlier, England resumed their play at the overnight score of 50-1. England are leading the series 2-1. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. to arrive in India tomorrow on a 5-day state visit. Pro-Palestinian marches held at Sydney, Melbourne and Cape Town, calling for peace and urgent aid deliveries to war-torn Gaza. Iran fully reopens airspace following ceasefire with Israel. Krasheninnikov volcano in Russia erupts for the first time in 600 years. Orange aviation warning issued. And in cricket, England tighten grip on final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against India on day 4 in London. Rain halts the match. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.